President Lyndon B. Johnson was a powerful force in bringing Lake Erie back to life, changing the fate of the Great Lakes for the better.
Like so many of our problems, the pollution of Lake Erie is a result of our abundance. It has been caused by the great industrial might of Buffalo and Cleveland and Toledo.
That's LBJ on the steps of Buffalo City Hall back in 1966. This month marks the 50th anniversary of that speech and his tour of Lake Erie. He and the First Lady saw up close the murky waters and damage done by industry. Their visit was a part of a broader movement to toughen the country's environmental laws. Johnson arrived in western New York through a personal invitation from Buffalo environmentalist, the late Stanley Spisiak. It all started during an award event in Washington where he was seated next to Lady Bird Johnson.
And he suggested that Lady Bird come to Buffalo to see some of the horrible environmental conditions of Lake Erie and the Buffalo River. And he said, if you're going to come to Buffalo, you should bring your husband with you.
That's Jill Jedlicka of the Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper. Spisiak is her great uncle.
And sure enough, later that year, Lyndon Johnson came to Buffalo with his wife and several other key dignitaries, including Governor Rockefeller, and then they toured the Buffalo River and they toured Lake Erie and experienced firsthand what a disaster we were dealing with.
Communities along Lake Erie were suffering from the effects of severe water pollution. Helen Domsky of the New York Sea Grant remembers exactly what that was like.
Well, I remember I was a child in the 1960s, but I remember my parents taking me to the lake, and it was just the shores were covered with dead algae, and you could find dead fish along, you know, interwoven in that algae. The lake was very eutrophic, which means it had a lot of fertilizers and nutrients in it, so it wasn't nice to look at. And those were the days when Lake Erie was considered a dead lake.
The pollution was so bad, in fact, that it was noted in the Dr. Seuss book, The Lorax, published in 1971, a few years after LBJ's visit. Here's an excerpt read by children's librarian Steve Clancy in Buffalo.
You're glumping the pond where the humming fish hummed. No more can they hum, for their gills are all gummed. So I'm sending them off. Oh, their future is dreary. They'll walk on their fins and get woefully weary. I hear things are just as bad up in Lake Erie.
Things are different now, and the lake isn't so smeary. And that's all thanks to federal laws like the Water Quality Act of 1965, the Clean Water Restoration Act of 1966, and the Water Improvement Act of 1970. Now what's important, environmentalists say, is keeping the Great Lakes and their tributaries clean and clear. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.